329er. Three balls. North. 101040. Landmark 130. 124-27-28. 124-29er-00. Three balls. 265. Three balls. North at 12. 12-41. Give me a read back and tell me when you're ready for a maneuver, Pat. Over. This is TEI number 25, SPS GNN, 36750, minus 061, plus 075, 125, 40, 0381, plus 31008. Plus 00112 plus 01154. Roll is NA. Pitch is 064. And the rest is NA. Your ullage is 2 jets for 14 seconds. Over. Good read back, and we're finished with our uplink. The computer is yours. Go to block. Over.
Okay, work block.
Houston, this is Penn. That F1 was right near the subsolar point. Boy, I really had a lot of trouble trying to figure out you can see it okay in the telescope, but when you transfer from the telescope to the section, it just vanishes.
Roger, 10, what target was that?
F1.
Roger, F1.
CP2 is sort of that way, too.
Roger.
Okay, Houston Apollo 10, I'm going to pitch around to go to 092 initial.
Roger 10.
Doesn't vanish, it's there, but you just can't see it. That sounds kind of funny. It's got the landmark in there, landmark line of sight, and a lunar line of sight in there, all in one in a section. You got two different images, and it's so bright, it just doesn't, unless it has a dark feature in it, which most of these places don't, it just isn't recognizable.
Roger 10, understand that it's hard to see because it's bright as opposed to its size. Is that affirmative?
That's correct. I just don't get any definition. It's a bright blob down there. There's a whole bunch of bright blobs down there.
Roger, copy. Houston, how do you read? Apollo 10, Houston, standing by, over.
Hi, Roger, we're just squared away now to another IMU line attitude, over.
Hi, Roger, and like to tell John that he can use the telescope where necessary if the field of view in the section is too bright, over.
Okay, outstanding. I mean, 130 is no problem. That's easy to get. So I use the sextant on it, but maybe on F1 and CB2, I'll use the telescope.
All right, Roger, go ahead and use that telescope if it's too bright to get in a section.
Boy, whoever thought of using a telescope on Landmark Dragon.
Say again, Sam.
I was just making a facetious remark.
Roger, that's what I thought. They'll buy the telescope data. And we'd like to have the high gain antenna for a dump, over.
Okay, Jack.
Apollo 10, Houston, say again, please.
Can you give me some high gain angles, please, for my attitude?
Stand by. That was Capcom.
Go ahead, Houston.
Apollo 10, Houston, if you haven't found them already, it's pitch -70, yaw 192, over.
Roger, I got him. Think I'll be with you in a minute. Houston, you got us now?
Hello there, Apollo 10. Houston's reading you loud and clear. We're going to start the dump.
Okay, she's all yours.
Roger, and your LOS will be at 123.18, about 17 minutes. And we owe you a power down list.
Roger, will you have it by then? Over.
If we don't, we'll find out why. Apollo 10 Houston, we have some information on potential power down items. Over.
Stand by.
Okay, Jack, go ahead.
Okay, if you don't want to interfere with tracking and photography operations, there's not much more that you can power down that you've not already powered down. However, if you elect to terminate your tracking and photography operations, refer to checklist page S2-8, which is power down SPS burn. Start at the top and start powering down those items. However, do not power down Bat C. Delete Bat C on main A and B from the checklist, and delete fuel cell pumps 3 off. Delete those two items and use that power down checklist as your guide. Over.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I was looking at that. I guess what I was looking for were some words on not an emergency power down, but you know, in case this underbolt comes on and persists to stay on, there might be a few other little things that we've overlooked. Like I plan these heaters manually, we turn the portable heater off or turn the S-band off when we lose you, and a few of those things. I wasn't looking for the emergency condition, just maybe a few good words or something that would be very obvious to you and not to us.
Roger, you already done a pretty good job of figuring that out, Gene.
Okay, we thank you.
Okay, Houston, Apollo 10, just keep us informed because this landmark tracking is real important. We get this bare wire down, and we've already got one set, and we're going to continue on here, and we'll monitor this cell, and naturally, if the thing really starts to go out on us, we know what the mission rule is on it. But right now, we plan to continue on and primarily concentrate on the landmark tracking. We have shot so much photography, we're about out of color film. We're saving a little bit for the way back. Yeah, we still have some black and white to go, and we'll do some of that. But the main thing we're going to concentrate on now is the landmark tracking, over.
All right, Roger, Tom. We see no reason to change your plan of attack. And we have changed to landmark tracking update pad, Foxtrot 1. Over.
Okay, stand by, and I'll copy it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, on Rev 25, target Foxtrot 1, the T2 time should be changed. T2 should be
124-08-03. Okay, I got 03
vice 30. Roger, that's affirmative, and so far all the tracking data looks real good.
Roger, thank you. You got a pretty good way to evaluate it in real time there, over?
That's affirmative.
I didn't get all the marks on one of those places because I lost it in the sextant.
Roger, we copy, Tim.
I forget, it's one of the CPs back there, not one.
CP2.
Roger, we detected that on CP2, but 130 is a real important one, and that's coming through real good.
Roger, thank you.
Apollo 10 Houston, we have a revision to the way in which we'd like you to maintain temperature in the cryo tanks. Over.
Okay, Jack, go ahead.
Roger, instead of using your heaters to maintain the temperature in the cryo tanks, use your fans manually. Over.
Okay, use the fans to maintain the pressure in the cryo tanks, right? Is that correct?
Use the fans to maintain the temperature in the cryo tanks. This will be a correction pressure. This will require less current and allow finer control. Over.
Very good. Thank you. Those are the kind of good words I really wanted. Thank you very much.
Roger, we'll try to think up some more. Apollo 10 Houston, you're going around the corner in about a minute and a half, but your AOS is 124.04, and we'd like you to check and make sure the VHF is all off. Over.
124.04, we'll check.
Yeah, Jack, I checked. All the VHF switches are all off.
Roger, thank you.
This is Apollo Control at 123 hours, 18 minutes. Apollo 10 has gone behind the moon on its 24th revolution. We'll reacquire in about 45 minutes. The change of shift news conference will be starting shortly. Flight Director Pete Frank will be leaving the control center very soon.